Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I told you so, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. We'll get to the I told you so's in a minute. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. And this will be the first radio program in California to talk about this. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. For those of you that don't attend my workshops, for those of you that don't get in to see me, I told you so. And again, we'll talk about that in a minute, but I got to get in all the I told you so's. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, not me. I'm not securities licensed. I have a California insurance license. And I have a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your request, recording in Sacramento County, California. I'm a notary, and I do not have a leaf blower or know how to operate one. So I've told you all the things I'm not. So there. Let me get some contact information out, and then I'm going to go do the I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Your legislature and governor at work. I told you so. You can get a hold of me via my website, assetsandaging.com. If you haven't been to one of my workshops, you better get to the next one on February the 4th, because when you miss one, you do so at your own peril. I can't tell you how many people have come to the workshops and then come back to see me when it's too late or it's in a crisis. And I had somebody come to my last workshop and they called me up today and they said, well, my financial advisor says I'm all fine. And I said, all fine? What does that mean? She said, well, it means everything's taken care of. And I said, what do you mean everything's taken care of? She said, well, he said everything's taken care of. I said, what's everything? And what does taken care of mean? And then I said, thank you very much. Goodbye. So you don't pay attention to this stuff at your own peril. I've got an upcoming workshop. You can contact me on my website, which again is assetsandaging.com. I'm tromping to get at the I told you so stuff. You can call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can do all of that. You can listen to this show. You can sign up for my free newsletter. You can read my tweets. Handle is at Assets and Aging. I'm getting ready to send out some new ones over the I Told You So. What else? That's a good start. Best way to get a hold of me, the simplest way to get a hold of me is just to call my number, 800-999-8007 right here in Sacramento. And I'd be happy to sit down with you. And if you have not begun to plan for long-term care, you better. You better pay attention to it. I mean, you just better pay attention to it. I wish I could tell you what's happening to one of my clients as I sit here and speak. But if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. And it's so personal with what's going on with this poor fellow because he's waited and waited and waited and waited and waited that... I can't begin to tell you. So anyhow, here's the I told you so. I told you so. We currently have over 13 million people. One third of the population of California is on Medi-Cal. That's where they get health insurance. So when you hear all this baloney about the Affordable Care Act and people getting health insurance, it's not true. We had about 8 million people on Medi-Cal before the Affordable Care Act. We now have somewhere between 12 and 13 million people. That means 4 to 5 million Californians. We're now at just under one third of everybody in California is on Medi-Cal. And I'm not making up the numbers, folks. You can go check them out. That's where health insurance is. Understand, less than half the doctors in California take Medi-Cal. Now, would you go buy a health insurance plan that less than half the doctors in California take? I don't think so. It's health coverage. It's not health insurance. It's a big difference. Okay? One buys you choice. One doesn't buy you choice. But here's what I said a long time ago. When all of the ACA went into effect and when all of the state things started to happen and I've completely drawn a blank at what I want to say, but covered California and those kinds of things where all these states took on Medicaid and Medi-Cal, I said when this happened that it was economically unsustainable because the feds put all the money into it from the beginning. And then afterwards, along the line, the feds started withdrawing their money and the states have to pay more and more and more and more and more. And guess what? Wednesday or Thursday of this last week, the governor announced, and I've been saying for 3 years, that the Medi-Cal budget was phony, that it was at least $2 billion underfunded. And everybody said, no, don't believe that Scrivano guy. He's lying to you. It's fine. Well, the governor announced that, oops, they made a mathematical mistake. And Medi-Cal is now underfunded for the last fiscal year to the tune of $1.9 billion. Now, last time I checked, 1.9 is pretty close to 2. Now, where do you think that money is going to come from? You figure it out. We made a mistake, but we don't produce any money in California. We're not like the feds. We can't just print it. So we got to get more from someplace. Now, remember, you voted, those of you that did, you voted for this big anti-smoking initiative last year that was going to raise $1 billion in new taxes to help go to Medi-Cal. We're still $1.9 billion after that underfunded. I couldn't make this stuff up, folks, if I tried. I wish I could, but I can't. So you all thought it was all going to be fine. And I told people on the radio show that the anti-smoking thing funded by, I'm not going to tell you who funded it. It was funded by a billionaire, okay, was not going to make any difference in Medi-Cal or any difference in the lives of Medi-Cal beneficiaries. Now, in addition, when we add to that, that the governor and the state legislature and a bunch of nonprofits who make a lot of money off this stuff did away with recovery for about 50 or 60 or 70,000 people of the 13 million. There's no more recovery for what Medi-Cal pays out. That's going to cost the state budget between $70 and $100 million a year forever. The only people now targeted with Medi-Cal recovery are seniors in nursing homes who have a probatable estate. The old and frail among us. So the other 13 million who are running around on Medi-Cal, no recovery for them. The premiums that the taxpayer pays, all of that kind of stuff, all the cost of the medical care picked up by the taxpayers, there's no recovery for them. There used to be until January the 1st of this year. But a bunch of people, in order to get votes and get people to give money to them, did away with it. So the only targets now of recovery are the frail elderly in nursing homes. Gee, that's fair, don't you think? I don't know. You ask, you tell me. And as a result, we are at least, and I'm telling you, it's bigger than this, folks. We understand that the Department of Healthcare Services, which is Medi-Cal, has a bigger budget than the UC and state college systems combined and a bigger budget than all K-12 education combined. not to count the number of retired annuitants they have working for them and how much that costs the state. So we have Medi-Cal now has at least, it's because of an accounting error. No, it's not an accounting error. They didn't want anybody to know about it before the election last year when they pounded us with more taxes to raise another $1 billion to supposedly help out Medi-Cal. And now the governor has admitted that a clerical error has caused the Medi-Cal to be underfunded by $1.9 billion. If you don't think there is an attack going on people with money, seniors, people with houses, people with whatever, how many times every year does the legislature try to do away with Prop 13 through some other proposition or some other shenanigan or some other fee or some other, we like fees because fees aren't taxes. Don't believe me. I don't care. It won't change the fact that what I told you what was going to happen with Medi-Cal is exactly what's happened. And I'm telling you right now, Medi-Cal in California will continue to grow through Covered California. Do you know if you go to Covered California to buy health insurance, the default program is Medi-Cal? Do it sometime. The default program is Medi-Cal. Most of the people who go to Covered California looking for health insurance wind up with Medi-Cal. I'm not picking on the Medi-Cal people. I'm not picking on the people that work there. They're great people. I deal with Medi-Cal all the time with people who are in nursing homes. I'm talking about the political end of this and the legislative end of this and the governor and the people who know better, who have been telling people a lie now for years. This is right up there with if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Medi-Cal has been underfunded and will continue to be underfunded because the federal government, from the very beginning, has said, look, we'll cover this up front, but we're going to cover less and less of it as time goes on, and you at the state level are going to have to cover more and more and more of it. And that's exactly what was happened. If people who read the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, knew that's exactly what was going to happen. The exchanges, that's the word I was looking for earlier, the state exchanges. So, I don't know what you do with that information because it's already happened and the state is now $1.9 billion in the red. You've heard the budget is balanced. It's all okay. Everything is fine. Ignore the man behind the curtain, for those of you that remember The Wizard of Oz. How many times have you heard that in politics? Oh, no, don't pay any attention to us. Ignore the man behind the curtain. Believe what we say, not what we really mean. So here we are with a $1.9 billion shortfall that I told you was going to happen 2-3 years ago. And it's only going to get worse because more and more and more and more people are more and more insurance companies are going to pull out. More and more companies are being not allowed to keep up with their costs. Insurance companies are leaving California. And it's not going to get any better. So what's the answer? I don't have an answer, except that you better start paying attention to this stuff. If you're older, if you take care of somebody that's older, if you're becoming more frail, if you're losing independence, I almost said something I shouldn't, you can't say on the radio. But what in the, you know what, are you waiting for? Do you really think this stuff is going to get better? Do you really think legislators care about old people? There's nobody working on, there's nobody working on anything that's got how big have your Social Security raises been or your pension raises been? As opposed to the people who are still working, look what kind of raises they get. Employees, teachers, other people, look at the raises that they get. How much raise did people on Social Security get last year? How much did their cost of living go up on their pensions last year? Ask yourself. We had years of no increases on Social Security, but we're giving money away like crazy. And the people at the end of the day who are suffering are people who are trying to live on a fixed income who can't afford what long-term care now costs. If there's somebody in your life that you care about, you tell me, how in the world are you going to pay $10,000 a month for a nursing home? How in the world are you going to pay $8,000 to $10,000 a month for assisted living? One of my clients just put a spouse in a memory care unit. It was $10,000 a month. That's assisted living, folks. How many of you can afford to pay $4,000 or $5,000 for a boarding care? Boarding cares, not that many years ago, were $1,500 to $2,000 a month. Where is it you think you're going to get the money to pay for all of that? What's your plan? Do you know how you're going to use VA benefits? Do you know if Medi-Cal benefits are going to pay for it? Do you even know if you're eligible for a VA? Help with paying for care? If you're a surviving spouse, do you know if you're available? If it's okay, are your documents going to work? Are your documents going to let your kids do what you need to do? If dad goes goofy, are his kids going to be able to protect his assets and what he has if he can't? If mom has a stroke tomorrow, is dad going to be able to protect what they have? I don't know. Do you know? And if you're out there saying to yourself right now, well, I think everything's okay. I think we have it. No. You can't think you have it. You either know you have it or you don't. Just like, no, the budget is balanced. Everything's fine. We have the finest accountants in the world. And they're now $1.9 billion underfunded just on Medi-Cal. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a genius. And I started telling people on this radio program 2 to 3 years ago or more that the Medi-Cal budget was a lie. And the tobacco thing that was supposed to pump another $1 billion into Medi-Cal to make it all better was a lie. So the very people that are on Medi-Cal, the poor, because those are the people that are going to get hit with the tobacco tax. So not only is Medi-Cal in arrears, but the people that are going to help support it are the people who can't afford medical care in the first place. Let that logic run through your head for a while. Yes, I'm exercised. Yes, I'm upset. I've lived long enough to watch this stuff grow and happen and grow and happen and grow and happen. And there's always the law of unintended consequence. And the law of unintended consequences to thinking that you can go on forever is that in a budget is that eventually you can't. And so once again, the most frail among us, the elderly, the poor, are the ones getting hammered. And once again, the state budget is $1.9 billion underfunded. You ask me, you answer me. I'm not smart enough to answer the question. You tell me where it's going to come from. It's not going to come from the billionaire that sponsored the tobacco tax thing. I don't care about the tobacco tax thing, folks. I'm using that as an example. Not going to come from him. It's not going to come from any of the people in Silicon Valley. It's not going to come from any of the big internet companies. It's not going to come from any of those people. Where's the $1.9 billion shortfall going to come from? You see if you know the answer to the question. Let's see how smart you are. You're all pretty smart out there. I have smart listeners. If you don't have a plan, if you haven't thought this through, if you're still just all hoping it works out, then you're just going to become another victim. You're just going to become another victim. You're going to be another one of those people that can't figure it out when it happens. And you're not going to have an answer. And you're going to go back to your advisor, and they're going to go, well, I don't know, we didn't plan on this. We didn't know this was going to happen. Or you're going to go to somebody who thinks you should get a divorce. Are you going to get to go to somebody who thinks you ought to transfer it all into your children's name? Don't do that, please. Or are you going to go to someone who thinks you should hide it all? That's going to be your plan. I don't know what the answer is for your life, but I'm telling you more and more and more, it's important that you understand what's going on. Do you understand the new Medi-Cal rules that are going to come soon that will create a 5-year look back, will make gifts to your church a disqualifying event if you need help in a nursing home, or if you need help with any kind of Medi-Cal, including the waiver program, which is Medi-Cal that helps pay for assisted living, or the PACE program that is a Medi-Cal program that helps pay for daycare for people with dementia? Do you understand the new VA rules that are going to create a 3-year look back? They're going to make the fact that if you own a house on more than 2 acres, you won't be able to get aid in attendance. You won't be able to get veterans benefits. Do you know what's coming, and have you planned for it? And have you developed your documents and your plan and your advisory team to be able to handle that when it happens to you? Or are you going to sit back and just believe it's all okay, and the taxpayers of California are going to pick up another $1.9 billion shortfall that's only going to get bigger, bigger and bigger and bigger, because no one's paying attention and we don't pay attention to the law of unintended consequence? If you don't have a plan, maybe it's time you developed one. Kids, maybe it's time you talk to your parents. Parents, maybe it's time you talk to your kids. Maybe it's time together as a family, you had a plan for how to deal with your parents or your grandparents as they get older and they get more frail and they don't want to follow the rules anymore. And they don't understand what's happening to them anymore. If you haven't done that, when are you going to do it? I don't have an answer for you, folks. Everybody's different. Everybody's needs are different. Everybody's hopes and fears are different. Everybody's family is different. Everybody has different levels of income and assets. Everybody has different health problems and issues. I don't know what the answer is for you, and anybody that tells you they have the answer is lying to you. Every answer is unique. If you have back problems, do you go to a podiatrist? Well, what do you mean, Bob? Well, he's a doctor. If you have heart problems, do you go to an orthopedic surgeon? Or do you try to seek out the most specific advice you can given the ailment, and then pick the doctor or the team, the medical team that's going to help you with that, those things? The same thing is true with this. This is not general medicine. It's very specific to the issues of aging. The questions are different. The answers are different. The approach is different. What's your plan? Well, you can have one. It's really simple. It starts with a phone call. During the break, get off your you-know-what and go to the phone and call my 800 number, 800-999-8007, and say, I want to come in and see you. It's time. You can keep dancing through the graveyard if you want. That's okay. But if you're really serious about it, I had somebody come to one of my workshops recently, and they signed up for an appointment, and I called them. They said, well, I went to my advisor. My advisor says I'm fine. And I said, what does fine mean? They said, well, what do you mean? I said, what does fine mean? Fine is a grade of silver. Fine is a mint grade. Fine, what does fine mean? Well, he said, we're fine. I said, great. I'm glad you're fine. They're not fine, folks. If you're ready to begin to develop a specific set of goals and solutions for your situation, then call me, 800-999-8007. Get to my next workshop on February the 4th. Don't wait. Call and sign up for it today. Go to my website, Assets and Aging, ASSETSANDAGING.com, and sign up for my workshop or my free newsletter. But do it today, because you won't do it tomorrow. You won't do it the next day. By then, you will have forgotten about it, and you'll, I don't need to worry about it. It's not going to get better. It's not going to get easier. It's not going to become less expensive. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. Develop a plan for your life and for your family's life so that at the end of life, you haven't lost everything just because of care. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in a couple minutes after some commercial announcements so the station can stay on the air. And we'll be right back here at Assets and Aging. I look forward to hearing from you.